Chapter 1. The docks were no place for a lady. My great-aunt Soraya's words fell with the beat of the heavy rain as I snatched up my skirts, realizing the hem was soaked through. It was one of many lessons she'd imparted to me in my years beneath her watch. But while my great-aunt was many things, she was certainly no lady. A rivulet of water rippled down the steps, where I stood beneath the harbor's entrance, trying to stay out of the downpour. I pulled my skirts up higher, looking again to the street. The city of Bastion was gray, its pointed rooftops cloaked in a thick white fog. I'd arrived on the Jasper on schedule, but despite my uncle's claims, there'd been no one waiting to receive me. I shifted to the side when a cluster of men barreled past me, and their eyes cut back, raking me from head to toe. The ridiculous frock Soraya had me wear was completely out of place among the hucksters, fishermen, and trading crews who filled the docks. But I'd spent my life not belonging anywhere, and all of that was about to change. The wind picked up, stinging my cheeks and pulling strands of hair loose from where they were tightly pinned back. By the time Murrow showed up, I'd look like I'd been hauled up out of the water in a fishing net. My skirts were growing heavier by the minute. I cursed, reaching into my pocket for the letter. It had arrived on my 18th birthday, as expected. From the time I was a tiny girl in a ruffled frock, learning to hold my teacup without spilling, I'd known about the letter. It was a harbinger that followed me through every one of my memories in Nimsmire. The morning I woke to 18 years of age, I'd come down the stairs of the gallery to find it sitting unopened on the breakfast table. My great-aunt sat beside it, spectacles propped up on the tip of her nose as she read the morning reports from her many enterprises, as if it were any other day, as if the very air we breathed hadn't shifted the moment that wax-sealed envelope was delivered. But it had. I found the softened edges of the parchment, pulling it free. It was worn from where I'd unfolded it over and over, and though I had the words memorized, I read them again. Bryn, it's time to come home. I've booked you passage to Bastion on the Jasper out of Nimsmire. Murrow will be waiting at the docks. Henrik Roth. It wasn't an invitation or a request. My uncle was summoning me home, part of a deal he'd made after my parents died. The penmanship was almost flawless, the script slanted in perfect black ink on pearl-white parchment. But there was an unruly flick of the quill at the ends of the words that was unrefined, brutish, even. The thought sent a chill up my spine. I refolded the letter and slipped it into my cloak, gritting my teeth. He'd called me back to Bastion from Nimsmire, but he hadn't had the decency to show up and greet me himself. From everything Soraya had told me about her nephew, it didn't exactly come as a surprise. Ahead, the great city I couldn't remember hid beneath the mist, stretching along the rocky shore and disappearing into the hills. It had been 14 years since I boarded a ship in my great-aunt's arms, and she took me from this place. She'd made me a promise as a child, that she'd never lie to me. Through the years, she'd answered my questions with a darkened gaze about the family we'd left behind here, but her answers often left me wishing I'd never asked. Because though I was the niece of one of the most respected aristocrats in Nimsmire, there was one thing I'd never been able to wash myself clean of. My name. Bryn Roth. I'd never had a choice in the matter. It was a truth as simple and as evident as the fact that I had brown eyes, or that there were five fingers on each of my hands. While the girls in Nimsmire's merchant families were being matched and given their own business ventures, I waited for my uncle's letter. I'd known all my life that one day I'd go to Bastion. I'd even hungered for it, longing for the day that I could disappear out from under Soraya's attentive gaze and escape the dismal fate of my peers. The harbor bell rang out, signaling the opening of the merchant's house. There was already a long line of traders waiting to pick up their inventories before they set out for the next port city on their routes. More than one of them glanced at me, eyeing the trunk at my feet. It was filled with frocks and shoes and jewelry.